Salam, dear listeners, and welcome to continue our Thursday live broadcast from the studios of Radio Sai. You just now heard Vedam Tutor, and it's time now for bhajans. And today being Thursday, if you were listening to the live broadcast from the mandir, you would have heard the divine voice of Bhagwan. Bhagwan teaching us right from the time he declared his avatarhood, how to sing, why to sing, and how not to sing. I was in Pondicherry recently and a devotee there asked me, Bhagwan always mentioned that the goal of life is self-realization. We have to know ourselves. But then why is bhajans and seva given so much importance in Satyasai organizations when the goal is actually self-realization? Is it not that we should be really on the inquiry path, who am I, who am I? So that slowly we reach towards the goal of self-realization. Are we not getting caught up in bhajans? And I told him, Bhagwan has given us this path of bhajans and seva for the very purpose of self-realization. It is not for us. It is not for the masses. It is not for you and me to sit in the corner of a room and only just contemplate on a thought or try to become thoughtless. Bhagwan wanted us and has given us this easiest path towards self-realization. How many occasions have we seen when Bhagwan was just so moved with a beautiful song? He has given us the most entertaining and the most easiest, the most delightful path towards self-realization. If only we can sing the way Bhagwan wanted us to sing, with raga, with bhava, and with tala, with feeling, with correctness, with the right pronunciation, with right understanding. So let us take this every opportunity that we get to sing a bhajan as another step towards self-realization. Because as Bhagwan said, this is the most convenient, enjoyable path towards self-realization. Let us never miss this opportunity. And to help us all in this endeavor, we have this program on Radio Sai. I am Team Radio Sai's Bishu. And let us start with a prayer to Bhagwan.
Let us offer our most reverential and grateful salutations at the lotus feet of the all-merciful and all-graceful Lord, Lord Sai. Dearest Bhagwan, please bless us so that in our efforts to become pure, we become as determined and as devoted like Lakshmana, like Hanuman of yore. With this prayer, welcome dear listeners to a new episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today, we will learn a bhajan adoring our Lord Bhagwan Baba as Lord Rama. This bhajan is in the language Sanskrit and the first line goes like this.
Ramachandra Shri Ram.
So that is the bhajan, and like always, let us first become familiar with the lyrics and then we'll move on to the raga, the beat, the meaning of its every word, and in the end we will listen to the story of how this bhajan came into being from the composer himself, a senior alumnus of Baba's University, Mr. Hariharan. So all that coming up in this program. First, here are the lyrics.
Ramachandra Shri Ram Sai Rama Jaya Rama Ramachandra Shri Ram Dasharatha Nandana Dayabhi Rama Dashamukha Mardana Rama Tapasa Ranjana తారక నామ అహల్యోద్ధారక రామ.
Now that we know the lyrics, let's move on to learning the tune of this bhajan. You will first hear Brother Ravi Kumar sing each line without any musical accompaniments. Then you will hear Brother Anirudh follow every line. Please join him, dear listeners, so that you can grasp the tune of this bhajan easily.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale D sharp pancham. Ramachandr Shri Ram,
Ramachandr Shri Ram,
Ramachandr Shri Ram,
Ramachandr Shri Ram,
Sai Rama జయ రామ,
సాయి రామ జయ రామ,
సాయి రామ జయ రామ,
సాయి రామ జయ రామ,
రామచంద్ర శ్రీ రామ,
రామచంద్ర శ్రీ రామ,
దశరథ నందన దయాభిరామ,
దశరథ నందన దయాభిరామ,
దశరథ నందన దయాభిరామ,
దశరథ నందన దయాభిరామ,
దశముఖ మర్దన రామ రామ,
దశముఖ మర్దన రామ రామ,
దశముఖ మర్దన రామ,
దశముఖ మర్దన రామ,
తాపస రంజన తారక నామ,
తాపస రంజన తారక నామ,
తాపస రంజన తారక నామ,
తాపస రంజన తారక నామ,
అహల్యోద్ధారక రామ రామ,
అహల్యోద్ధారక రామ రామ,
అహల్యోద్ధారక రామ,
అహల్యోద్ధారక రామ,
రామచంద్ర శ్రీరామ.
So that is how this beautiful bhajan flows, and you heard Ravi Kumar and Anirudh sing out every line slowly so that you get a feel of how this bhajan is composed and how it has to be sung. And now for those who are connoisseurs of music, let us learn a little more about the composition. Anirudh is here with us in the studios. So Anirudh, please tell us which raga or what are the ragas behind this composition.
Sairam Bishu, this bhajan is a very beautiful melodious bhajan which gives a feel of major notes and happy kind of bhajan. You are relaxed.
Yes.
And this bhajan, I think it belongs to many ragas. Like each line if you take, the way the notes are, the bhajan this takes along, it's like it goes to Desh, Mand, like that. So many ragas are involved. But
different lines give different feel.
Yeah. So I can say that it doesn't belong to any particular raga, the whole bhajan. But we can say it is largely based on Shankaravarnam in the Carnatic music, which is a very popular raga, and it is Bilaval in the Hindustani music. And the notes of Shankaravarnam, I guess everybody knows, it is the western notes
of Hindustani music. That is the first raga you learn.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sa re ga ma pa dha ni sa sa ni dha pa ma ga re sa. All are shuddha swaras.
Yes, all major notes.
Yeah, all major notes. Many songs are there in this raga, many compositions, many bhajans. It's a very well-known raga, Shankaravarnam. Whereas as this bhajan is concerned, you have Shankaravarnam, and in this Shankaravarnam you have a small change in the ni. The nishad, if it becomes komal ni.
Yes.
Ni one.
Yes.
Sa re ga ma pa dha ni sa sa ni dha pa ma ga re sa. So only the knee changes, then the feel of the raga changes. It goes to Hari Kamboji.
Yes.
That is the raga in the Carnatic. So it's a blend of both Mishra Bilaval and Bilaval, I can say that. I think we'll go further when we look on the each line, when we look at the swaras of the...
Yeah, probably at that time we can discuss which line has the feel of each raga.
The flavor, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, before we move on to that, Anirudh, it'll be nice if you just do a small alap. I know it's a very popular raga, but maybe you can just, for the benefit of our listeners, just give a feel of this happy mood of this raga.
Yeah, sure.
Let's move on. So Anirudh, please tell us the swaras for each line. Arvind Sai is here, so we will follow as you sing every line.
Yeah, we'll start with the first line.
Yes.
Ramachandra Shri Ram Ne Sada Padi Ne Sa
Ni sada pa ni ni sa
Sai Rama Jaya Rama. So if you look at this line, actually the flow, it goes like little this.
Yes, the Ram Desh.
Yeah, little this kind of feeling, is it?
Yeah.
Ni sa ni sa ri ga ma ga ri Padma Mare Gasa
Nisa Nisa Rega Magare Padma Mare Gasa.
And again we come back to the first line. The next line. Dasharatha Nandana Dayabhirama
sa 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 ni sa 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 ni ni sa ri sa ri sa ni da ni da pa
sa 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 ni sa 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 ni ni sa ri sa ri sa ni da ni da pa.
In the second time there is a beautiful variation.
Dasharath Nandana Dayabhirama sa 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 ni sa 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 pa pa ni sa ri sa ni da ni da pa
sa 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 ni sa 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 pa pa ni sa ri sa ni da ni da pa
dashamukha mardana rama rama ni 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 sa da ma ma pa pa da pa ma pa pa ni
ni ni ni sa da ma ma pa pa da pa ma pa pa ni.
And in the second time we won't be singing that
da pa ma pa pa ni,
so we'll be singing
ni 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 sa da ma ma pa pa.
The next line
tapa saranjana tarakanama gari sagaga ma 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 gavadani sanida ma pamaga.
So in this line you have the feel of little
gavadani sa,
that gives a little different feel from Shankaravarnam, regular Shankaravarnam, that kind of ragas like mand.
Yes.
So like that kind of feel is there.
Kausalyanandana.
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1.
Gari sa ga ga ma 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 ga ma da ni sa ni da ma pa ma ga
Ahalyo dhara karama rama.
It's a beautiful royal entry to the Ayodhya Vasi Rama. Actually, it is beautifully composed, each and every line, the feel and the phrases.
Yeah, even though it is Shankara Bharanam, yeah, you have the flavor of so many ragas,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Ga 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 ma pa re ni pa sa sa ni sa ga
ga ga ga ma pa re ni pa sa sa ni sa ga.
So this, if you take these notes, it sounds like Hari Kamboji or Jana Sammohini Darsa Raga, where
Paraja Suno Mere Ni Ni Pa Sa Jaya Ma.
All these bhajans belong to the similar feel.
Yes, wonderful. So should we move on now and do the beat of the bhajan, Anirudh?
Yeah, the beat of this bhajan is regular Adi Talam, 8 yeah. beat, and the count is 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Ramachandra Shri Ram, Ramachandra Shri Ram.
Goes like that, yeah. As I sing this bhajan, I'm getting reminded of the beautiful bhajan.
Buddha Mahavir,
yes.
Yeshu Sai.
One of the recent Sarvadhamana bhajans, but very popular.
Yeah, it is a beautiful bhajan composed in the similar lines of the Shankaravarnam.
Yes, and of course I think in Shankaravarnam we have many bhajans.
Yeah, many bhajans you have.
Shambho Mahadeva
and so many bhajans.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those ragas where you have plenty of bhajans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wonderful. So thank you very much, Anirudh and Arvind Sai.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sairam.
Sairam.
So we are done with the lyrics, the tune, the raga and the tala of this bhajan. Let us move on to the most vital aspect of bhajan singing. Yes, it is the bhava, or the feeling with which we must sing a bhajan. And to develop the correct bhava, we must understand the meaning of every word of this bhajan. So let's start with the first line.
Ramachandra Shri Ram.
The word Ramachandra comes from Rama and Chandra.
This word Rama has several inner meanings, but literally it means the Lord who confers happiness on everyone with his virtues and with his beauty. Ramyate iti Rama. Chandra means moon. Now why is Lord Rama likened to the moon? In the Ramakatha Rasavahini written by Baba himself, Swami says Ramachandra is, as the name indicates, as the moon which ripples the burning heat and restores coolness and comfort to all. Rama removes the pain caused by hatred, malice, greed and envy. In one discourse, Baba elaborately explained the inner significance of the name Rama. He said the three syllables Ra, A and Ma indicate the three causes for human birth, namely Papamu, that is the sins one has committed, Tapamu, the troubles one experiences, and Jnanamu, one's ignorance. And then Swami went on to explain, Ra in Rama represents Agni or fire which can reduce anything to ash. So it is that which can nullify all our sins. A symbolizes Surya or sun god which can dispel darkness, the darkness of ignorance. And Ma refers to the Chandrama or the moon god which fills us with coolness and confers peace. Hence the word Rama has the triple power of destroying sins, removing ignorance and conferring peace. So that to some extent explains why Lord Rama is hailed as Ramachandra. The second word is Shri, a mark of respect used while addressing someone in Indian culture. The last word again is Ram. Hence in this line, we pay our obeisance to Lord Rama, the one whose very name is as cool and refreshing and rejuvenating as the moon and who confers lasting peace. He is the supreme God who in his incarnation as Sri Rama taught humanity how to lead a pure life observing unity of thought, word and deed. Let's move on to the second line.
Sai Rama, Jaya Rama.
Here the first two words are Sai Rama. The mention of Lord Rama and Sai Rama more often than not takes one back to the days when Baba used to visit the city of Venkatagiri in the 1950s and 60s. The late Raja of Venkatagiri was an ardent devotee of Bhagwan, and it was he who took initiatives in organizing many festivals in Prashant Nilayam in those early years in 60s and 70s. And one reason why the Raja was such a staunch devotee of the Lord is this. The Raja was a religious man who could do his daily prayers morning and evening very religiously. Nothing could disrupt his spiritual routine. One day when Baba was in Venkatagiri and was about to give darshan to the devotees there, as it was his appointed time, the Raja was busy doing his prayers in the puja room. And after he finished his prayers, when he turned around, what he saw stunned him. It was not the Baba who was the guest in his palace. It was Lord Rama. Lord Rama himself, his beloved and ardently worshipped Rama, standing in place of Baba. With that ultimate experience, the Raja became so madly in love with Baba that it is said on the last day of Baba's stay in Venkatagiri, when Baba's car would leave the Venkatagiri premises, the Raja would roll on the road on which Baba's car passes, saying to himself, "Let me be sanctified with the dust of his divine vehicle." Such was his devotion, and Baba so many times fondly recalled the superlative devotion of the Raja of Venkatagiri. So that is Rama and Sai Rama. The third word is Jaya, which means victory, we too. Once Baba was talking about the story of Lord Rama to Mr. Sumit Tapu, a wonderful singer and a great devotee of our Lord. Bhagwan started narrating the marriage of Rama and Sita, and when he was doing this, suddenly at many times Swami would use the first person, saying, "When I saw Sita, she was standing in this manner," or "When she came near me, this is what she was thinking," and so on. So Bhagwan started narrating Ramayana as if he himself was reliving those episodes of his life. For Mr. Tapu, it was a very, very revelatory moment. So in this line, Sai Rama, Jai Rama, we proclaim victory to our beloved Lord who donned the role of Lord Rama in the Tritayuga and again came down as Satya Sai Rama in the current age, in the Kali age. Let's move on to the third line.
Ramachandra Shri Ram.
This is a repeat of the first line of this bhajan, elaborating on why Rama and his story are glorified around the world. Baba, in a discourse to his students on 25th May 1992, said, "The relevance of the Ramayana is not confined to a particular time, place or circumstance. It is of universal significance for all times. Its relevance is not limited to India alone. The Ramayana holds out Rama as an embodiment of ideal qualities. As a son, friend, husband, master and ruler, he was an ideal without a parallel. In the world, one may be an ideal son but not an ideal friend. One may be an ideal friend but not an ideal brother. But Rama stands out unique as an embodiment of all ideal attributes." So when we sing Ramachandra Shri Ram, we hail the Lord who in his incarnation as Rama showed to the whole of humanity how one could lead an ideal life, whatever be the role he or she plays and whatever work he or she undertakes. So that's the third line, and let's move on now to the fourth line.
Dasharath Nandana Dayabhirama.
The first word here is Dasharatha, referring to Emperor Dasharatha, the father of Lord Rama in the Treta Yuga. The second word is Nandana, meaning son. In the Ramayana, we know how Lord Rama goes into exile just to uphold the promise that his father, Emperor Dasharatha, had given to Mother Kaikeyi. Sage Jabali, who was a priest in the court of King Dasharatha, raised an objection to the strict compliance of Rama going to the forest for 14 years to fulfill the promise given by his father to Mother Kaikeyi. He argued, saying Dasharatha's word was to be kept up by him alone and not by Rama, as he was in no way concerned with it. But Rama said, "The people of the Ikshvaku dynasty to which I belong have never breached their promise. I should not bring a bad name to my dynasty by not complying with my father's word." That is how scrupulously Lord Rama kept up his father's word. So that is Dasharatha Nandana Rama. The third word is Dayabhi, coming from Daya, meaning compassion, and it means one who is so full of compassion. So in this line, Dasharatha Nandana Dayabhirama, we call out to the one who was born as the son of King Dasharatha, who played the role of an ideal son, and the one who is full of compassion. Let's move on to the fifth line. Now this line is sung in two variations of tune in this bhajan.
Dashamukha Mardana Rama Rama. Dashamukha Mardana Rama.
The first word here is Dashamukha, coming from Dasha meaning 10 and Mukha means face. It refers to the demon Ravana who had 10 heads and whom Lord Rama vanquished. The second word is Mardana, meaning destroy. Once while explaining who Ravana really is, Baba said, "Ravana is described as a demon with 10 heads. These 10 heads are the 6 vices, namely desire, anger, greed, infatuation, pride and jealousy. In addition to manas, mind, intellect, chitta, will and ahamkara, ego. Since these 10 are present in every human being, all men are Ravana indeed." This is what Swami said. And then he continued, "Whoever beheads all these 10 heads, he or she in fact becomes Rama. It is God alone who can behead 10 heads, and when a man surrenders himself to God, then all these 10 heads go, and then he or she merges in Rama." That is the the significance of Dashamukha Mardana, annihilating the ten-headed demon Ravana. Now, can we conquer the ten heads within us? Well, during a discourse in July 1964, Swami narrated a small incident to show how potent the name of Rama is and how it gives us amazing strength to overcome all challenges. Once the mother of sage Agastya boasted that her son drank all the waters of the ocean, but the mother of Hanuman, who was there, said, "Why go to that extent? My son leapt over the ocean in a trice." But Kaushalya, the mother of Rama, who was with them at that time, said, "Your son might have jumped across the ocean, but he did it uttering my son's name. Without it, he was helpless." Now the two other women disputed the fact that it was Rama's name that strengthened Hanuman for that enterprise, or for that matter, gave the energy and the power to sage Agastya. So Kaushalya asked Rama himself about the truth. And do you know what Rama said? He humbly replied, "Why, it was because this body was called Rama, the name that combines the Bijaksharas of both Shiva and Vishnu, that I myself was able to conquer Ravana and his hosts." So what Rama was referring to is that the very name Rama is formed by taking Ma from the mantra Om Namah Shivaya and taking Ra from the Maha Mantra Om Namo Narayanaya. It is with Ra from the name of Vishnu and Ma from the name of Shiva that Rama came into being. And Bhagwan, after narrating this incident, said, "The name of God, if recited with love and faith, has that power. The name has that overmastering power. It can award unheard of and unimagined strength and courage." So in this line, Dashamukha Mardana, Rama, Rama, we hail the Lord who annihilated the demon Ravana in his avatar as Lord Rama. Let us surrender to him and chant his powerful name incessantly so that he destroys the ten heads within us, the ten heads, the ten vices which incapacitate us and distance us from our ultimate goal. Let's move on to the next line.
Tapasaranjan Tarakanama.
Here the first word is Tapasa, meaning penance. The second word is Ranjana, meaning one who is pleased. The third word is Taraka, meaning that which can ferry one across. And the fourth word is Nama, meaning name. We saw earlier how powerful the name of Lord Rama is. For all those who perform penance or observe any kind of strict discipline, his name is the one that ferries them across the ocean of worldly life. Tapasa Ranjana means one who is pleased with spiritual discipline, with spiritual sadhana. So in this line, Tapasa Ranjana Tarakanama, we hear Lord Rama as the one whose very name has the enormous capability to take us across this worldly existence. Let's move on to the last line.
Ahanyodharaka Rama, Rama. Ahanyodharaka Rama.
Now this line is also sung in two variations of tune. The only new word here is Ahanyodharaka, which comes from Ahanya and Dharaka, and they mean to redeem or uplift. In the Ramayana, the lady Ahanya gets cursed by her husband sage Gautama and turns into a stone. The sage tells her that she will be redeemed only by the touch of the divine feet of Lord Rama. Rama happens to visit the hermitage of the sage on his way to the kingdom of Mithila, and on that occasion he redeems her by the touch of his holy feet. So in this line, Ahanyodharaka Rama, Rama, we glorify the Lord who during the Treta age redeemed the lady Ahanya, who had turned into a stone, the one who redeems us of our frailties and our shortcomings. So So with that, dear listeners, we have some understanding now of the meaning of every word of this bhajan. You will now hear the Mandir version of this bhajan as sung by the students of Bhagwan's University in the Prashant Nilam Mandir.
Ramachandra Shri Ram, Ramachandra Shri Ram, Shri Ram. Jaya Rama, Shri Rama, Jaya Rama, Jaya Rama, Chandra Shri Rama. Yeah.
of this program, here is something interesting, an excerpt of a conversation with Mr. T.V. Hariharan, an alumnus of Babas University, who was blessed to compose this bhajan. So he narrates how this creation happened.
One Swami told that string is in my hand. Wherever you are, whatever you are, however you are, whomever you are mine. So he proves it.
Yes.
He brought both children here. Then I thought, without my children in Bangalore, what will I do there? So I came and I started staying here. At night, CG is calling me. Sir, will you please sing some new bhajans? We want to give it for Swami's car.
Okay. Oh.
That is how it all started.
Okay.
Swami's car. Then I told, boys are singing new bhajans. No, no, sir, we have recorded all the boys' new song and sent it. Swami told, idanta paata paata nenu already vinnanu.
Okay.
I have already heard it. It's all old song, Swami told it. Then I told, in that case, don't make me sing. That is my era, that 1979-84. That's okay. Now, the boys who are singing in front of Swami, I will come and give those songs, let them sing. And that is how the first bhajan we recorded. Then Dhananjay, that time he was new sound engineer. Then we started recording the first ever bhajan we recorded was Ramachandra Sriram. How that bhajan, you see, the new bhajans have flown so many. This Ramachandra Sriram, today evening also boys sang, you know.
Okay.
Rama Sumiramanu Ram, that bhajan. Ramachandra Shri, that high pitch is going, right?
Yes, yes.
So Swami was coming. Harish was pushing the wheelchair. Swami was coming softly, gently was coming. So bhajan was in high fervor.
Okay.
But when I saw Swami, the way he was coming, he was in that, for me that time I felt, that time we have to offer that softness from our heart.
More melodious and soft bhajan.
Softness from the heart. Though the bhajan was good, the singers were very, very good, the singing was extremely good. But I felt by seeing Swami coming like that, you know, instead of that, Ramachandra Shri Ram, I felt, you know, Ramachandra Shri Ram. Same high thing brought it down. Then I felt, you know, Sai Rama, Jaya Rama. He is Sai Rama now, but what was he? Jaya Rama. What he has done? Dasharatha Nandana, Dayabhirama. Dashamukhamardhana Rama, you know that, that killing of
yes.
ego through all Dashendriyas. Then Tapasaranjana Tarakanama, for people who do tapas, for them he is the Tarakanama. Wordings are not taught, tune are not taught, because I am sitting in Kulvantal, it is coming. Ahalyodharak Rama, why Ahalyodharak Rama? Rama touched a stone and became a lady. No, here Swami touched our heart which are like stones. And today we have melting heart. Otherwise our heart would dampen like this. So our stone, our heart is the stone. Like Ahalya was stone, this is also stone. He touched it gently with love and we all turned so beautiful. We are feeling every touch of him, every smile of him, every look of him. And everywhere we look, it is only his form we are able to see. And that love, that's why Ahalyodharak Rama. It is not that Rama did Udharana of Ahalya, because I don't know that. I have not seen.
Yes.
But I have experienced in my life, this stone-hearted fellow like me, hundreds and thousands and millions of people, their heart is melting heart today. So we are all Ahalyas. So he turned us. He has really evolved us. That's how this song came. So this was the first bhajan and we recorded for Swami's car.
So that was Mr. Hariharan sharing with us about the genesis of this beautiful bhajan. And with that, we have reached the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. We do hope you enjoyed it as much as we did in bringing it to you. The audio engineers for this program were Sunil and Abhishek. The background score you heard was done by another alumnus from Chennai, T.S. Ramakrishnan. Please do send us your feedback on this program. As always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. As always, we offer this humble endeavor at the lotus feet of our most beloved Lord, our Sai Rama.
And with that, it's time to draw the curtains on this segment of Thursday Life. I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu, and my colleagues Prem and Sai Prakash are waiting to take over for our next segment, Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam, the program based on Bhagwan's discourses. And I will be back after this in 1 hour for our next episode of Outside, Inside and Deep Inside. And today, we come to the last episode on the life of Mr. Kalyanam. In the previous two episodes, you heard how Mr. Kalyanam's life has been so influenced by the teachings and the life of Mahatma Gandhiji, the person with whom he had the privilege to work as his personal secretary for 4 years, from 1944 to 1948. And today, we will listen to the impact that others have had by witnessing and living with Mr. Kalyanam. So that's coming up 1 hour from now. For the moment, you will continue to listen to our Thursday live broadcast and the next program, Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam. Keep listening, keep contemplating, and keep enjoying. Thank you so much, and Sai Rama.